And today I caught myself sitting around thinking about losses versus the gains in the 4 decades I've been here. And I realized that I've had a lot of days that I feel grief and sadness and even despair because of my young mistakes. And I feel like I threw my life away sometimes. I grieve the mistakes I made, not just for myself, but for everybody that they affected. But I think that's what drives me to live, making restoration daily form. But I still threw away being a daughter and a sister and an aunt and a friend and an athlete that I was and a good student. But this week, I want to share that a couple people reminded me that I've given life back in so many ways since I've been here for 40-plus years. I've had opportunities to create 6 3D murals from piles of prison. There's piles of trash that I pick up around the prison, and you wouldn't imagine the beauty that adds and conversations to people because it lets them know that their mistakes can be turned into positive growth. Opportunities to honor the loss of somebody and leave a legacy of help and love and forgiveness and change. And I've been given a chance to overcome hassles and setbacks by parole boards and threats on my life, etc., to learn that I can do the right thing in these situations. Even though there's been no recognition for these things in a second chance or for my moral character or rehabilitation. I've had several losses in my time here. I've lost a father, a stepfather, a grandfather. I've lost aunts and uncles and cousins and friends. But today I can still continue to see gain. I've had opportunities to grow and make a difference, and I guess sometimes I have to accept that maybe I just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Yet also, I got to share that 40-plus years in prison, age 62, I still beg for those who spout off phrases like second chances and second looks and clemency and commutations and my faith says people deserve doors opening, etc. I want them to make a move on what they're saying. And maybe others, and like myself, have paid the price for the losses, both the ones we caused and the ones we received. And it's time for the gains of doing right, even when we know nobody was looking. This is Karen, and I'm not giving up today. And I can humbly tell you that I deserve the gain of a second chance. How many years in prison for loss versus how can gains be recognized, you know? How can I gain a second chance from those who say they believe in them, that everybody deserves one? And I assure you that myself and others' losses could be other people's gain if we're given a chance to make a difference out there in society.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.